for presents into his boat and so pulled away. From her continuing too near the sunken reef, deeming her in danger, calling to his men, he made all haste to apprise those on board of their situation. But sometime ere the boat came up, the wind, light though it was, having shifted, had headed the vessel off, as well as partly broken the vapours from about her. Upon gaining a less remote view, the ship, when made signally visible on the verge of the leaden-hued swells, with the shreds of fog here and there raggedly furring her, appeared like a whitewashed monastery after a thunderstorm, seen perched upon some dun cliff among the Pyrenees. But it was no purely fanciful resemblance which now, for a moment, almost led Captain Delano to think that nothing less than a shipload of monks was before him, peering over the bulwarks where what really seemed, in the hazy distance, throngs of dark cowls, while fitfully revealed through the open portholes, other dark moving figures were dimly descried, as of black friars pacing their cloisters. Upon a still nigher approach, this appearance was modified, and the true character of the vessel was plain, a Spanish merchantman of the first class.